now. Stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Alright, this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm Paul, and that was Komunen from Sweden doing fucking Reinfeldt, I think, off of their 7-inch EP called Den Svenska Modellin on many a label, including Wasted Sounds. I'm Paul, this is MRR, and as usual, we play a bunch of stuff from around the world every week. Today is a special show because it features a lot of me, and I'm going to start off with a set of total random chaos that I picked out of the box. Later, though, let me just tell you this. You're going to get a set from Hubs, which is going to be its usual magic, and you're going to get an entirely gas mask set. In the box of new records, there were many, many a gas mask record cover, and you're going to get to hear all of them today. We're going to start off this set with a band from Poland, which I cannot pronounce, but I'll give it a shot. Biała Korasza, perhaps. This is off of a LP that they put out, and I'm not going to try to tell you the name of the song, but it's good.
Jaką sytuację, gdzie tak po prostu złapiemy się za ręce, odejdziemy z tego miasta, zostawiając become a part of the scene. Green dust smiles and a glossy pastry. Let's wear a shake with a bright sensation. Cause the bad part of mine is done. I saw you with a man and you were kissing a man. So I just today's heroes.
Okay, that was a band called Chicken's Call from France, and I remember they had a really good record out a few years ago, so it's good to see them back with another really good one. That's a 10-inch called Maintenant ou Jamais, and that song was called Génération des Abusés. They're French, obviously. Before that, Shitty Limits from England, I believe, did Yesterday's Heroes off of a 7-inch, one of two 7-inches that has come out recently. Before that was Uber from Spain doing Agonizando Hasta el Final off of a 7-inch with a drawing of Godzilla with a big dong on the cover. It's pretty cool. Before Uber was Global Parasite, who are also English. They did Smash the New World Order. That's a split with The Arteries that is on Complete Control and many, many, many other labels, as a lot of these European releases are. We started off with Biała Gorasha, or something very similar to that. You can read it on the website if you're not sure what you're supposed to be Googling. And that comes to the second set, which is now by me. This is going to be a set of hardcore with female vocals, which I just stumbled upon. I was listening to a few things, and then I said, hey, all these hardcore bands have female vocals. That's pretty cool. We're going to start off with Offsides off of a split with Rip Shit doing JYD.
Thank you.
Groovy, that was Post Regiment doing Wariat off of a LP of two early demos by them, one from 88 and one from 1990. That was the 1991, and that whole album shows a lot sort of more poppy side of Post Regiment, and it's really cool. The LP is called Death Before Metal, I believe. And before that was Hannah Hirsch from Sweden, doing Ingenting off of a split 7-inch with Young Fit Males, also a Swedish band, and don't see a label name on that one. Before that, do you know, Chris? Were you about to say it?
It was self-released.
Self-released. It's off of the self-released label. My band did a record on that label as well.
Prolific label.
Yeah. Before that was Rip Shit doing Time's Up Motherfucker off of that split with Offsides, and that's on the Spicy Soup label out of Connecticut. Before Rip Shit was Sick Fix doing a song that has a really long title, Thanks for Telling Me I'm Fat Like I Didn't Already Know, which is obviously a song about what it says. We started off the set with Offsides doing JYD, and that's all for that. And I'm going to pass the mic to the wizard himself, Chris Hubbard.
Thank you, Paul. I have gathered together a set combining two of the least popular aspects of punk, namely split 7-inches and the 90s. So mathematically, this will be a horrible set. And we are kicking it off with Cop Out and Once Again. We'll be right back. Okay, that was, I don't know about you, but that was a manic 6-odd minutes. I gotta catch my breath. Damn! okay.
And the mania continues.
that was Screeching Weasel with the song El Mazote. That's from their split 7-inch with Born Against. Before that was Crossed Out. And the song was called Society. That's from the split with Man is a Bastard. Before that, McKiltio Fairies with Fear of What from their split EP with Las Morditas. Death Threat with the opening track off their split with Talk is Poison called 16 Candles. And we kicked that guy off with Cop Out and the song Once Again from their split with Face Down. And there you have it.
You've defied the odds, Chris.
Well,
a daring set.
That's in the ear of the listener, I suppose. I don't know. I thought that was a pretty dismal set, but it had to be done.
Thanks for doing it on my show today, Chris.
Well, hey, I just make your choices look all the much better.
Sure, but I mean,
as well as your on the mic banter, I might add.
But how could I possibly go wrong with this next set, which is the one you've been waiting for, the one you probably fast forwarded through the whole show already to get to, which is my Gas Masks on the Cover set. So we're gonna start off with a band called Toxic Death doing Scum City.
We
God damn, that was over quick. Okay, we started off that gas mask set with Toxic Death Commando Militia. That's the full name of the band. Doing Scum City off of their 7-inch record, man. It's got... it's on Starving Times Records, which is an MRR shitworker put that thing out. The next song was by Constant State of Terror, Born to Be Abused, off of a 7-inch, self-titled 7-inch on Tadpole Records. After that, Sin Nombre, a band I know nothing about, couldn't even tell the name of the song, but they have a really cool screen-printed record cover, very DIY, and that's all I can tell you about that. It's a 7-inch. The last song, I was cheating because I didn't really have four new records with Gas Mask, so I busted out Gas Mask Terror from France doing Okervidit. That's a Swedish title for a French band. Anyway, that was the Gas Mask set. Hooray! And then we're going to bring it down a little bit with some pop punk. This is a new EP by Four Letter Word. And it's actually a single. And the song is Some Cautionary Tale to Be Confirmed. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Here it comes, as soon as I turn up the volume.
The place is here. The time is now. And the journey into the shadows that we're about to watch could be our journey.
Cautionary tale. voices talking about dignity, but defending human rights and surely humanity. But those behind those voices are responsible in so many cases for injustice and oppression and poverty. Yeah. Too many bloody blighters. The day is shattered for moments. Tomorrow, a pandemic can rage. Then another fucking cup in the ocean. But I'm a rip of a sentence to say I'm stopping off, no one's saying outside. All this epic is lies. Still ignoring that the reason for all this like the temptation just awake and knowing.
I'm not tired. I'm struggle. Set a light at the end of the tunnel. Many win. What can end this constant struggle? Set a light at the end of the tunnel. Many win.
Okay, that was Off With Their Heads off of a split EP with Four Letter Word on No Idea doing For the Four. Before that was Songs for Moms, a San Francisco band doing Don't Live With Your Lover or Love With Your Liver. That's off of their LP called The Worse It Gets, The Better, and that's on Star Cleaners. Before that was Riot Brigade on the recommendation of our shit worker, Alan McNaughton, off of a CD called Break Addiction. The track was Masked Charity. Before that, The Children's Crusade did a song of the same name. That's off of a 10-inch, and that's a re-release of some old demos by an old band from San Diego. It's on It's Alive Records. And we started off with Four Letter Word off of their 7-inch, which was not a single. It's, in fact, an EP with four songs, and that song was called Some Cautionary Tale. We've come to the end of the show. This is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Send us records, tapes, CDs, magazines, whatever you want. If you're feeling generous, send it to us at P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And speaking of generous, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to Maximum Rock and Roll, you can now do that, and you can get in touch with us at radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com or MRR@MaximumRockAndRoll.com to find out more, and we'll have more about that on the website, which is at MaximumRockAndRoll.com. So thank you for listening. I've been Paul. Thank you for the radio stations that carry this show still. And we're going to finish the show with a song off of one of two singles by a really great Portland band called The Estranged. And this one is called Fast Train. We'll be right back.